Simen Ches, Sif Tes. Kaidem Sheyevorech, before one makes the Baroche and the Talis, Yayin Bechutei Hatzitzis, so he should look, be Boidik, the Chutei Hatzitzis im Heim Kshelem, if they're kosher. And what is the purpose of this Pedike? Kedei Shelo Yevorech Levatole. That means if the Tzitzis are possible, she's making a Baroche Levatole. So the question is obvious that if the tzitzis are posel, so he's wearing a beged of dalet knofis without tzitzis, so why did the machabel say the reason of the iyun and of the bdika is he shouldn't make a bracha levatala? So let us see the Mishnah Berurah. So the Mishnah Berurah says, Ya'ayin, mashme midivrei habach, that whatever the reason of the bdika is, so one should do the Shabbos also. That is preferable, perhaps, to be poetic. Erev Shabbos, put it in the Talis Paitel. Bechuti atzitzis, so poshet mechaba means, the chutim which are hanging down, so you should see that the chutim are shleimim. Gam tzarech lebot kol lemaylo bimkoim nekev atalus adakshir. You should also be boidik the chutim that we attach the tzitzis, to put the tzitzis into the nekev. That is not the chutim are hanging out after the gedil, but this one should also be boidik. The Shom Posel of Philip Benivsek Chut Echot will have later by the Chutim that are hanging down in one of the eight Chutim where Nivsek it's not Kefelech. But if one of the Chutim which are in the Nekev of the Beged got Nivsek, so then the Tzitzis are Posel. Afayim Bebir Aloch. Livatol. So the Mechabel says, one should make this bedika to ensure that the tzitzis are kosher. Should not be a brocha levatola. So the Mishnah Berurah asks, "Afal gav the belafoch yesh chashis." Why do you have to speak about the brocha levatola? If the tzitzis are posel, there's an iser sheyilbash beged shel arba knafos peli tzitzis. So why does he have to give us the reason of the bedika to bracha? If you're afraid they became posel, so you're wearing a beggar without it. Mikol Mokim, so he answers as follows. Mukmila aches kosher shehoya kosher. That means, if we would be concerned, maybe the tzitzis became posel, and therefore I am wearing a beged without tzitzis. So on this suffix, we have a klal, if you're mishtal on chazokim. That means if yesterday the tzitzis were good, so I can assume today that the tzitzis are also good. There's a concept of chazokim de mikore. So if there's a din chazokim, so I can assume that the tzitzis are good, so why are you concerned about the bracha? The tzitzis are good, so there's nothing to be concerned about. Chak mishum choyme delaisiso sheyesh al bracha levatola. That means, if I make a bracha levatola, so the iser of making a bracha levatola is very chomel, ichmiru lebotkoi. So the Mishnah Berurah is saying as follows. That means, theoretically, if the tzitzis became posel, there's a double problem. Number one, I'm wearing a beged without tzitzis, which is a problem. Number two, I'm making a bracha levatola. So he says, out the bracha levatola, Chazal did not want to rely on chazokeh, because a bracha levatola is very chomer, that he wanted, if we could be mevarer, that it's kosher tzitzis, he didn't want to rely on chazokeh. And the mitzvah of tzitzis, it's a bitul mitzvah saseh, that is true, But since it doesn't have the chaymer of leisiso, so on this mitzvah will rely on chazokah, and therefore there wouldn't be a reason to be boidik it. That's why when the mechaber said that you want to be boidik to tzitzis before he puts them on, so he had to give a reason is because he might make a bracha lebetola. Ulefize. So now I understand pshat in the mechaber, that the Mechaba is reality telling us of the mitzvah of tzitzis, one can rely on chazokim. Because of the isa of bracha levatova, one should not rely on chazokim. Olaf isa. So come out, amir de kechidish. Misha loivesh kamo begodim shel tzitzis. What if a person is going to put on five begodim of tzitzis, and he's going to make one bracha? So then, according to this cheshbon, and the other four begodim, so the whole shaila is maybe it's a apostle, the tzitzis apostle, and I'm wearing a beged with apostle or tzitzis, that I'll rely on chazokah. And the brachas, I'm making, if one of them I was boiding, so I am assured I'm not making the bracha lebatola, and therefore I only have to be boidik one talis, and I can put on all five talisim. The one I was boidik, I make a bracha on that. The other four talisim, I'm saying the chazok. That is shitas ha-mechaber. This is the shita of the mechaber. Fine. Now let's go a little further. Avol achreinim Kosvu the tzorich livdei kula. The Achreinim say the chaylik on the mechaba. That means according to the mechaba, you if you'll be boidik, if you'll wear five talisim, you only be boidik one talis out the bracha. Out the psul, maybe the tzitzis apostle, and you're wearing a beged without tzitzis. I'm saying the chaf chazokah. But the Achreinim disagree with the mechaba. We do not rely on chazokah, not only because of the bracha that is being made, but because of the chashash, maybe I'm wearing a beged with posel or tzitzit. Now, why don't I rely on chazokah? This is a legitimate question to ask. So, for two reasons. Echot loy samchinen a chazokah, the halacha of chazokah is, if I don't know if the status changed, but the status did not change, halachically I can assume the status did not change. So Mamela, I have a beged, yesterday the tzitzis were good. Now I'm clearing a shaila, did the status change, and did the tzitzis today become possible? Are they possible today? Not possible. So, Meikaradin, I can rely on Chazokah. But there is a klal, but if you could be Mevara, that means Chazokah is I'm relying on something, which halachically I can't rely on. But if you could be Mevara the Sufik, that means you can see clearly, we predict the tzitzis, the tzitzis kosher, the tzitzis not kosher. So this is better than chazokah. This I see clearly, but this is a kosher, not kosher. So therefore, the mechaba wanted that we should be mevarer the sofik to see clearly if the, you could do this. You bring on the talis now, so you can be mevarer the sofik. So instead of relying on chazokah, be boidik the tzitzis, number one. So there is a... There is a klal, if you can be mevara, you should be mevara. Vegam, and there's another cheshbon. It seems this, it's a combination of these both cheshbonis. The chazoke gruahi. This is a chazoke gruah. That means, the asuyim achitin liposek. That means, if you have something that the it will normally change, so that one should not rely on chazokah. Now let us give perhaps a bad example, but this is for us, it's a good enough example. Let's say I have a mikveh that it's leaking. It's, the water is coming out from the mikveh. Now it has melsah. But I know this is it's the water, it is kiseda, losing water. So to say, well, I'll be tovel myself now without measuring, because 5 minutes ago was good, an hour ago was good, so I'll tovel myself now. No, no. That what you can rely on chazokah was only said if mitzad chazokah, I can assume that no change will occur. So I assume that a change did not occur. But if this is something that ultimately it will change, there is no shaila about it. You have a mikveh that is losing water. Now there's 50 saw in the mikveh, but it will ultimately change. There's a din, don't rely on chazokah, be mevarech. So the same thing, tzitzis are such a material which through constant use they tear. That this is not something that is tear-proof. So therefore, there's an inyan to be baidik the tzitzis, because the tzitzis, and you don't rely on chazokah, because this is a chazokah which I know will change. The tzitzis do get torn. Right. Lachain, therefore, the achrayim say tzarech livdek b'chol yoyim baidik k'shel loyfshel. For us, so we are not saying like the mechaba. The Mechaber said the reason you have to be based them is because of the bracha. Maybe it's a bracha levatola. And according to the Mechaber, if I'm wearing 5 pagodim, I only have to be basic 1. Because the only problem is I'm chayish for bracha levatola, and that's it. But the Achayim say, no, the chshash, I'm not saying a chazokah, because the chazokah is not such a consistent chazokah. It changes. It's there. I'm a male and I could be Mavara. So then you are not. So therefore, if you could be Mavara, please be Mavara. So if that is the reason of the Bedikya, for us, so now will come out a Kula. The Mechaber said you have to be Boydi because of Shash Bochel of Atole, and we don't rely on Chazokah. But I'll tell you a Kula now. For us, let's say a person was Boydi Kit in the morning. Fine. He was biting in the morning. He took off the talus. And now, an hour later, someone approaches him. You know, I'd like to be mechaber you with tzaddik. Oh, very good. So he goes and wants to put on the talus again. Now he has to make a new bracha because it was a Messiah das from the Levitical tzitzis. But since only a short period of time passed between the first Levitical and the second Levitical, so that we should be chayish, maybe in this short period of time at Torah, you don't have to be chayish. According to the Mechaber, if you're making a brocha, don't rely on chazok. You would have to make a brocha. But according to the Achronim, since the reason to be baitik is because the chazok is a chazok grua, because I can have a fear that during the process of usage, the tzitzis will tear, but if I just was baidik it before in the morning, so even though I have to make now a new brach, I don't have to be baidik it. After tzorech brach, kshachayz of a loivish, and velochi, in tzorech lachs of a livdek. Vizman mut, kozayn, rog, o livsayk, vizamchin, and achazok. Case number one. Case number two, another cooler. Let's say he wasn't baidikin in the morning. It's the morning. He comes to shul late. Now, if he's going to, if he'll put on the talus and tefillin, he'll make tefillin the tzibah. If he'll start being baidik the talus and tefillin, he won't make tefillin the tzibah. So if the reason is, he could be mevara. Rabbi, I can't be mevara. If I'll be mevara and I'll be boidik my talis, so then I'm going to miss tefillah b'tzibul. So that's the yevshel of uli. Im al yedei habediki is batul mitzvila b'tzibul. Case number one. Oy shekaru lalis l'teira. They called them up. He comes into shul. They call him up. Now, from the Tzatich and the Tzibur, he can't go. Rabbi should wait a few minutes. So it's also Lekel Levruri. It's the Tzatich and the Tzibur over here. Yochel Lilbush Talisai, Belibdike. Then came a Baidik. Vohu She Yedei She Yachutim Shleim Imasmo. That means yesterday they were gone. So even though there's a mokim to be baidik today, because due to the passage of time, the tzitzis can become possible. Af al pikein, listen, there's a cheshmon of, because it could be mavaro. But if he finds himself in a pinch, if I'll be mavaro, they called me af al teire, it'll be a tzitzis of the tzibur. Yemet ha-barucha. Well, this talis, he's talking about his talis. He came to shul Leilenu late, and as soon as he walked in, they say, Yamait. They see him, he's a kohen. There wasn't a kohen there. He walked in, he's a kohen. So Memele, so he has to put on a talis. He says, so he's going to put on the talis. So he's saying, Abaisya, wait, I have to proceed. So we don't do that, because that's called Lekel Levruri. And if it's like a levuri, you make a boch. I was baidik it yesterday. So the whole reason to be baidik it today is because it's a levuri. But listen, this is like a levuri. When we call Martin, nochem la'ayin k'tas may de'efsha. But taking everything into consideration, if you can make a very quick job, it would be preferable to do something. If you could do that. Vim shal talis me acher lalis le teire. De minageinu shalei levoich olav. Ein zorich levot kai klau. Now he says, amura de kevot. Now, there are two reasons why one can borrow a talis. One reason one borrows a talis is, I don't have a talis. I came to shul. I want to daven with a talis. I don't have a talis. I come over to Yankel, lend me a talis. So Yankel lends me his talis. Now, if Yankel is lending me the talis, he's lending it to me because I want to daven with a talis. There's a mitzvah to daven with a talis. So in the lending, there is an intent that he's makna to me. He's giving it to me. I want to be a talis shulis potum in a tzitzis. Now, if I want to be Mekai, what do I want a talis for? I want a talis for to daven with talis and tefillin. So then he's maxing me the talis. So I should be Mekai mitzvah tzitzis. So he's maxing me the talis. So now it's my talis. I have a problem. So I'll be wearing a beged without tzitzis. So then there's an inyan. Be baidik the tzitzis. Eichel l'mur. Be baidik the tzitzis. But if I come over to the person, they called me up to Duchen, or they called me up for Aliyah. So, between you and me, I'm not interested in being Mekayim Mitzvah Sitzes now. I don't need Mekayim Mitzvah Sitzes. No, it's covered that Torah, to Duchen with that, covered that Tzibur, covered that to be Oyler with that Talus. So I'm putting on the Talus not to be Mekayim Mitzvah Sitzes. It's covered that Tzibur. She wear a talis. That's the proper way to be able to tell it, to be able to do it. So in that case, I don't want him to be makna the talis to me. I don't want to be koina the talis. I just want to borrow the talis. Now, if I'm borrowing the talis, I got news for you. So it's his talis. There's no chi of tzitzis on me. I don't make a broche. I don't make kaya mitzvah tzitzis. So there's no problem. So the tzitzis are possible. So what? It's not my beged. It's not my beged. It's his beged. That's his edict, not my edict. I'm not mechuyev to be beged to talis. That's what he says. If you borrow a talis, lalas the toire, that means if you borrow the talis to daven, then you want it. He should be master of the talis. But if you're borrowing the talis only al skvei da tzibur, then you don't have to. Then it's not your talis. You don't have to be beged. That's what he says. Vim boda katalis kshehesir oisei me olav, vinichai bekisei shulein tzorech lasa vodka lamochit shmisatet boi, which is a very practical eitzah during the week every day in Erev Shabbos, avada givist, There's a practical eitzah. When I put away the talis, we have to know when we come to shul, not always are we zeichet to come to shul 20 minutes early and we have time to break the talis and thus. That's an ideal situation, but lav kol adam zeichel is that. So when we come to shul, time is of the essence. So before a person folds his talis and puts it away, let him be breaking the tzitzis then. So he knows his tzitzis are b'dukis already tomorrow. So he gains, he doesn't see b'dik, they're b'dik already. They weren't worn since the previous b'dikah. So mamela, he puts on the talis without a b'dikah. So that's a very practical answer what to do. And also, the talis that you're going to wear Shabbos, you should be b'dik it before Shabbos. Or if you only wear it for Shabbos, b'dik it b'dik Shabbos. So you'll know it's preferable to be b'dik the tzitzis Shabbos also. But it's preferable to b'dik it before. So it is, then you'll solve this problem. A maima hamuzga, speaking about tzitzis and Shabbos, I think it's a Maimon Mordechai, I'm not sure, but one of the Poskim say, which too many people are unaware of, that, let's say, during the week, I see the tzitzis, and the tzitzis do not got loose. So in the process of being boided, I'll tighten the knot. Very good, that's how it should be. In Shabbos, if you see that the knot got loose, you're not allowed to tighten the knot. Shabbos, that's called kosher. I think the Maimon Mordechai says it, or someone else says it, that it's a shayla of kosher. So, no, it's not finished. It got loose. Just. Your shoes you make, and you don't make a knot on your shoes. You make a bow on your knot. And the tzitzis, there's a double knot in your tightening. They're not there. It's loose. It's not there. You made a kesher. It's a bit of a shayla. So I'll upon him. Not enhancing. No. It's not enhancing. It's making. It's not enhancing. No. That's called you don't have a kesher shel kayom and you made it. That's called a kesher shel kayom. Al kaponim, that's what I think of my mamotchai says, it's al kaponim. So it's really a very, very good answer to be b'edik your tzitzis. If you have a special talos or Shabbos, be b'edik your mitzvah your Shabbos. You'll see it's loose, enhance it, and shalom al yisur. What? I'll be ready for next week. Yeah. During the week, tighten it. If it loosens in Shabbos, you look at it and say, I'm ashamed of Shabbos. And you leave it loose. And then that's the... it's good. If the first two knots in there, you may have exiled your yates already. Don't worry about it. Just look at it and say, Shabbos Kodesh. Like the story is told, someone once came to the Chazanish and Shabbos, and he had a nice black hat that fell on the ground, and he put it on, and could see the whole, the offer of Bnei Brak on the hat, you could see it. So the Chazanish saw him wearing the hat, and he says, this person is wearing the crown of Shabbos. So you have to look at it like this, so you're wearing this is the tzitzis of Shabbos, with the loose everything, this is the crown and the galpel of Shabbos. Okay, let's go a little from this barngit, he says, no, because I really don't want to be kainet. No, but the reason he's wearing the talis is not because he wants to be kainet, it's the tzitzis. Yeah, he can borrow for two reasons, that's what I'm telling you. You can borrow, you want a daven now, you don't have a talis. So then you're borrowing it, and he should be maknet to you. So then it's yours. But if I'm only borrowing it, I'll kvay that sibul. So it's not a cover to be able to take it without a talis. Still, you're not borrowing tulum out of kvay that sibul. You're borrowing tulum to the mekayim mitzvah. Oh, so then tulum doesn't have to be shaloi. So in Meili, you make a bracha by tefillin. Talis has to be shaloi. It has to be, the tzitzis has to be shaloi. The talis has to be shaloi. So in Meili, so in order to make the mitzvah, Al kanfei bigdeichem. You need it to be your beggar. So in order to be mekayim the mitzvah, you have to be koinet. So you want to be mekayim the mitzvah, you koinet. If you don't want to be mekayim the mitzvah, if someone calls them up for teira leduch, they don't want mekayim the mitzvah. There's no need for him to be mekayim the mitzvah now. So he's just putting down those kreda tzibur. So then it's called, it's yenim talus, not my talus. 100%. Okay, l'chayre, we'll come later by the shliach tzibur, what is over there, if there, he has to be kind. Let us, but l'alis l'teire, he speaks about the Mishnah rule, very careful. Later we'll talk about the shliach tzibur, we'll get there, Yitzh Hashem. Okay, but here he only talks about oil of the Torah. He's very careful. Sif Yud. Im leivish talus cotton, ba'oit she'in yodov nekiyes. A person put on the talus cotton. He didn't wash negel vaser. He didn't do. He put on the talus cotton. He slept without a talus cotton. He puts on the talus cotton. So now he can't make a brochus. He put on the talus cotton. Is yilbish hanu b'loy brocha? So don't make a brocha now, please. It's not your time, the keys. Don't make a brocha. Uchsheyitol yodav. Then it is a whole process. It goes to the bathroom. This uchsheyitol. Now he washes his hand. Yemashmish b'tzitzis. Now he leaves the beged on, and he's memashmish b'tzitzis. He touches the tzitzis. The yivorich olav. And then make a brocha on the talus cotton. A mitzvah tzitzis. Oi, that's one, oh, he didn't make a brocha. He's wearing it for 5 minutes. He didn't make a brocha. He put it on with your dime chain of nikias. So now when his hands are clean, make now a brocha. But you should be mamash mishta tzitzis before. We'll see right soon. But you should hold the tzitzis and then make the brocha. Oi, she yubash talus acher. Or he doesn't have to make a brocha on this talus cotton. If he's going, now already he's putting on his talus gozel. Is Yivoyach Olov, so he should make a brach on the talus godel, he's out of the tzitzis, the Yechavim lives there gam ezeh, and then they'll have kavone to pater the talus godel. It's like, lamash mis betzitzi yisharisha, now if he's making a brach on the talus godel, then he doesn't have to be mash mis betzitzis of the talus godel, and the brach of the talus godel will pater the tzitzis of the talus godel. Now, let us see the Mishnah Bura. Yemashmish b'tzitzis. Now, something very interesting. The Machaber says, when you put on, when you clean your hands, you should go in, yemashmish touch b'tzitzis. Dibaze, so what is such an Indian of touching the tzitzis? What's that, of touching the tzitzis? So what? What am I accomplishing by touching the tzitzis? I'm wearing the beged. The beged is on me now. I'll touch the tzitzis. Mazel tov. So what? What is that? Yechoshev ksat. So he says, this is similar. Ke'ilu loiv shayos. I'm touching the tzitzis. It's ke'ilu like he's putting on the tzitzis. When I'm touching the tzitzis, it's main like he's putting it on. We'll see soon. Ma'av al gav, the kaimulon. So, if we'll stop over here, I'd like to share with you, I had a kasha, which always bothered me, but I think now I know the terrace, but let's just stop now and ask the kasha. He's asking, why you mamash mishpetutis? Because when you mash mish, it's like you're putting it on now. You're putting it on. Fine. Okay, I'll buy that. So, l'chayre, if the mishmash b'tzitzis is like you're putting it on, so it should not be yemashmish b'tzitzis be yevorech olav. It should be yevorech olav, yemashmish b'tzitzis. If this is considered putting it on, so you don't put on it, then you make the bracha, then you put on. So you just told me a big chiddush that mishmash is considered like putting on. So fine. So the Seder should be for Kel. Yevorech Olav, Yemashmish B'tzitzis. This guy's I always said. But let's go further into Mishnah Berurah, and I think I see the teret. Now, va'af al gav de kaimlon b'chol amitzvus v'tzorich l'voyich oivo l'asiyos ha'mamish. So now he's asking Akasha, the bracha you have to make before you do the mitzvah. He's asking Akasha. He's asking the Akasha. And I'm not doing it before I did the mitzvah. Well, before he couldn't do the mitzvah, and now he's doing the mitzvah. Now, the Mishnah Berurah is saying, a mirdike kashe and a mirdike teretz, and now we'll understand what's flying over here. The halacha is, let's talk about something that is negeya us every day, maybe a few times a day. When a person washes al netilas yadayim, you wash your hands, then you say the bracha al netilas yadayim. Nisha goes to a mikveh, a ger goes to a mikveh, so you tovel yourself, and then when they go out of the mikveh, or in the mikveh after the al kaponim, that after the tvila they make al tvila. Shishan mitzvayis and mitzivonu al tvila. You tovel kelim, you make the bracha al tefillas kelim, then you tefillah the kelim. So tefillas noshim, tefillas kelim, the tefillas yadayim are unique that you make the bracha after you do the mitzvah. So what is the reason for this? So one of the reasons is that, let's say by tefillas kelim, we'll make the bracha before he tables himself, I'll feel a sagel. You're not a ger. I can make a broch, I'll feel a sagel. You're not a ger, you're a goy. You can't make a broch. So a ger has to make the broch after the tvila. You can't make it before the tvila. Before the tefillah, he can't say, she can tell me twice. What? He's not a Jew. He said, he can't tell me twice of a tzibah. So a ger has to make the bracha afterwards. No, where's the oivel asayosam? So that klal of oivel asayosam was only said, if he can make it before, then the bracha is said before the mitzvah. If you can only make it afterwards, so then the bracha path is on before. There's no need to be over lasayosam if you can't make it before. That is why on tefillah they made, because of tefillah's kerem, they made a tatone that the bracha on tefillah is always afterwards. So the ba'ish is also after the tefillah. On the tefillah's yadayim, and the wash my hands on the tefillah's yadayim. So now I'm going to start scratching my head. Your hands clean? Are they not clean? Can you make the bracha? Can you not make a bracha? So Chazal wanted to make sure that when you're making the bracha, your hands are clean. So the only way it can be assured is first he washes his hands, and then he makes the bracha on the Tilla Shaddai. So there are certain mitzvahs which, if one is unable to make the bracha over l'asiyosam, so he can make the bracha after the asiya, and it patters the mitzvah that was done before. So there's such, the whole seder of over, if you can make it before, you make it before. If you can't make it before, so you make it later, and it patters before. Fine. So now, the Mishnah Berurah is saying over here, he's saying as follows. He's saying, when I put on the telescope, I woke up in the morning. I don't have clean hands. And the first thing I do, I'm putting on the telescope. I can't make a bracha now because my hands are not the keys. So I'm going to first make a bracha 5 minutes later when everything will be taken care of. My hands are clean. Then I'll make the bracha. So yes, Akash, but I couldn't make it before. So this is similar to Tfilas Geirim. This is similar to Tfilas Yadai. If you can't make it before, so then you make it later, and it passes it before. So now we'll understand everything. Yes, the kasha. So the bracha that I make, our mitzvah sitzes, is not pattering from now and further. It's pattering from the bracha to all the way when he put it on. That, so he has a kasha, he should go and be mamashmas the tzitzis after the bracha. Ridiculous. He's making the bracha is pattering everything. But if in the middle of nowhere, he'll be saying, someone looks at him, good morning, what happened now? So that's why he's memashmish the tzitzis, to show that the bracha is going on the tzitzis, but the bracha is not going on the mishmush. The bracha is going on the levisha he made 5 minutes ago. So shalom al Yisrael. V'chaven lifter, nishibim v'chaven tepata. Brochi noit b'smaneinu, aminigis, we make a brocha in the talus kodl, and the pata is a talus kodl. Gavoich al talus kodl, chaven lifter with a talus kodl. Brochi odav tvei, this is preferable, v'masha noigim eizanosh, other people, sh'mavochim al talus kodl, they first make a brocha al talus kodl, to take him, mavochim al talus kodl, so you have him, being with two begotten in the time the mitzvah of tzitzis, so theoretically you should make a bracha on one of them. You make first shekayim and bracha shein etzriche. That's one avle if you make on the talus kotten right before the talus kotten. V'oi, afilu im yavsik zman merube the talus kotten legodol kam apom im ein roi levoi cholov. Many of the talasim ktanim halachically are not roi to make a bracha on them. The ein pasu achubai, others of them are sewn by the top, they're like a vest. They have a split, but the split is not the roiv of the beggar. I do cut me a shir, and maybe the talus cotton does not have the minimum shir, mavur lekama. I do yoshin by balayla, or maybe he slept through that night, and he also don't make a new bracha in the morning, lekama receive the zayin, b'nish mavur.
If there was 2 hours or something, 2 or 3 hours, that's called a hefsek. And he speaks about, okay, I'll have to look at him. He speaks about swimming also. And they say they need a shahiyah. The shahiyah is 1 hour. I don't know, I think they speak about it clearly.
We'll get to it. Yes, the shahiyah.
I don't know. The first thing you should do, you should have, well, you have kavana that you're going to put it on later.
That's
your kavana.
I'm going to put it back on.
Yeah.